This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A lesbian couple say they were subjected to homophobic abuse by another passenger on a Jetstar flight from Melbourne to Perth, while staff failed to help them. Kat and Jules were allegedly abused by an intoxicated, arrogant man sitting behind them who, after realizing that they were in a relationship, started using homophobic slurs against them and demanding that they kiss. Kat said it was the most awful verbal abuse and discrimination she'd ever experienced, and that she and her partner feared being physically harmed by the man. Jetstar is currently investigating the incident. A former New South Wales prison governor has expressed concern that with marriage equality will come a flood of inmates requesting permission to marry each other. He said, "Most Australians voted to support marriage equality, but do those same rights and privileges extend to that section of the community who are imprisoned?" He added that the new law will create challenges for correction staff who are opposed to homosexuality on religious grounds. The Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby is calling for reforms to the Victims of Crime Assistance Act to better protect LGBTI Victorians. One of the lobby's concerns is that the act may limit the ability of unmarried same-sex partners to access compensation as victims of crime. Co-convener Del Park said, "There is no guarantee that unmarried same-sex partners, including those in registered relationships, will be recognised as related victims of crime." LGBTI advocacy groups have called for the Religious Freedom Inquiry, led by Philip Ruddock, to make its submissions public, a call made in response to the news that the submissions would be kept secret. Just Equal spokesperson Ivan Hinton-Teo said, "It begs the question, what has the government got to hide?" A Melbourne gay couple are to hold their wedding at the theatre where they first met more than 30 years ago. Anthony and Ron were drama students at the former Paran College of TAFE in 1987 when they fell in love. The couple said that due to the length of time it took for marriage equality to become a reality in Australia, many of their family and friends have passed on, but guests at the wedding will include many of the other activists who are involved in the Yes campaign. The Greens and Labor are reportedly in discussions towards a push to introduce a Bill of Rights for Australia, following the introduction of marriage equality. A Bill of Rights could be before a Senate inquiry, the first step to constitutional reform, as early as this year. Greens Senator Nick McKim suggested a Bill of Rights could satisfy LGBTI advocates and religious conservatives alike. Melissa, a 57-year-old taxi driver, has won £4 million in the UK's national lottery and says her four kids, who disowned her for being trans, won't see any of it. Melissa said her children, who are aged between 19 and 39, rejected her 12 years ago when she informed them of her transition. She said, "They weren't there for me during my hardest times and they rejected me. I still love them, but I don't want false love off them because I've got money now." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A new off-Broadway play will feature tennis star Rafael Nadal in a same-sex marriage. Gil Sheridan's The Rafa play explores what life would be like on the tennis tour in a relationship with Nadal, with the Spaniard depicted as a gay icon rather than a gay man. Nadal has had a girlfriend since 2015 and has no connection to the play. In the NBA, Timberwolves fans have yelled anti-gay slurs at Portland guard Damian Lillard after the Trailblazers lost to Minnesota last week. Lillard told ESPN that two disrespectful opposition fans attacked him with homophobic insults outside the Target Center in Minnesota as he headed to the team bus.
"Is that what? Which one of y'all said that?"
It's believed the fans were just using the slur to try and demean a straight athlete. An Olympic gold medalist has apologised for asking social media fans if his shoes look gay. American swimmer Tom Shields posted his new runners on Instagram and asked if they were gay or next gen, then attempted to remove the post. The swimmer says he grew up using gay as a term for social control, but apologised for any offence caused. And finally, two gay Aussie track athletes who proposed in swimsuits are set to be married in the new year under fireworks. Craig Burns and Luke Sullivan proposed on rocks at Byron Bay in front of a video drone and will be one of the first gay couples to tie the knot. Burns will be representing Australia at the upcoming Commonwealth Games in Queensland, while Sullivan is just starting his track career. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.